Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: another gospel or a different gospel. Chapter 12. The antidote against the other gospels, the love of truth. Galatians 1:6-7. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ unto another or a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. As we move towards a more amplified understanding of the propositions of other gospels and their purpose, we may see that the subject does not refer to a theme that should be seen lightly or without due attention. The purpose of the supposed other gospels, as we have already mentioned, is to separate people from the grace in Christ to which they are called by God and lead them to abandon the faith without clearly realizing what they are doing, offering them alternative works that have the appearance of godliness, but which are contrary to true godliness towards God and the righteousness of the Lord. On the other hand, if a Christian remains in the Lord or in Christ, one will not need to fear this type of proposition. For what makes a person vulnerable concerning the supposed other gospels is one's personal withdrawing from the fellowship with God, and which, in turn, represents a departure from the truth. Knowing that God, in Christ, is also the truth, as the Scriptures teach us, is vital for a Christian to stay on the way of truth and, therefore, away from the path of deceit and unrighteousness that promotes the so-called other gospels. Although the deceit of unrighteousness is an instrument of darkness to devise all sorts of lies and deceitful propositions, it is not primarily because of the power that lies in these propositions that a person runs into the deception of unrighteousness, but because of one's remoteness from the truth. The work of the unrighteous deception, which leads a person to be subject to unrighteousness, is, firstly, an action preceded by the departure of an individual from the truth or the love of the truth, as shown in the text that we quote once again below. 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The primary cause for the deception of unrighteousness to be effective is not the action of unrighteousness itself through the deception, but it is people's inadequate attitude towards the love of the truth and the attitude of not giving credit to the truth to the extent that it is due to it. The primary cause through which the deceit of unrighteousness plays a part in the lives of those who perish in unrighteousness is not the deceptive unrighteousness itself, but it is people's contempt for the love of the truth and for what the truth manifests. The unrighteous deception is neither more cunning than the truth nor more potent than the truth. However, when a person despises the truth that can make him or her understand the deception to resist or oppose it, the deception grows in manifestation because the truth is set aside or despised. In other words, darkness gains more space where people put light aside and despise it. Truth and deceit of unrighteousness cannot have fellowship, just as fellowship between light and darkness is not compatible. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? John 3:19-21. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. So, to believe in God, to believe in Christ, and to believe in the Holy Spirit is to believe that God is true in everything. It is believing that Christ is the truth. And it is to believe that the Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of truth and that He guides those who trust in the Lord into all truth. A person declaring that he or she loves God but does not love the truth is entirely contradictory, for God and the truth are inseparable. And God did not give people the option of loving some parts of Him and despising others, for God is one and cannot stop being what He is. John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." 1 John 1, 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. 1 John 5, 5-6. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. The love of the truth is not only the best, but it is also the only way to fight or resist indeed the deception of unrighteousness. The love of the truth even precedes the fight against the unrighteous deceit, for without the truth, not even the discernment of the deception of unrighteousness a person can reach. God did not call Christians to be agents against unrighteousness according to their understanding, for from themselves, they do not have and cannot promote the truth because it is revealed to them as a result of the work of the love that God bestows on those who accept to have fellowship with Him through Christ Jesus. The love of the truth is to have Christ in the heart, to love Him, and abide in Him, for Christ is the eternal truth. 1 John 4, 7-9. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. The love of God is given to us together with His Son Jesus Christ so that we may live in truth in Him and through Him. Therefore, when people reject the love of the truth, they reject Christ, and vice versa, because Christ is the love of the truth offered to us by God. And therefore, whoever rejects the love of the truth also rejects the gospel of God and of the truth, which in essence is also Christ in us and us in Christ. 1 John 2, 22. Is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. 1 John 5, 10. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself, he who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. In this way, the deceit of unrighteousness primarily deceives many with its supposed other gospels not through the cunning of deception, but because people turn away from the fellowship with Christ, who, in turn, is the only source of truth that can help them to discern the most diverse deceptions proposed with all power, signs, and lying wonders according to Satan's working. Christ is and always will be the only source for a living and true knowledge of the gospel of God, and He will always be the reference point by which that which is not part of the gospel of God can be identified. Christ is the true gospel of God. Christ is the good news or tidings of God for all human beings. Christ is the essence of the Creator's gospel of love. Christ is the essence of the gospel of God's kingdom and the righteousness of this kingdom, as well as the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the grace of God, and the gospel of the unfathomable riches of the glory of the Lord. That is why the other gospels are so perverse and repugnant, for it is from the one true Christ that they want to separate the people to whom they are offered. Colossians 1, 13-23. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy, and blameless, and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. The real understanding of what is true, and also of what is not true, comes from the love of the truth that God gives to those who believe in Christ Jesus and abide in him, for it is by being in Christ that a person is in the one who is the true and the eternal expression of the love of the truth. A theme addressed more broadly also in the materials on Walking in Truth and Walking in Love of the series Walking in Newness of Life. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Final greetings. Psalms 146, 10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14, 7. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.